This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Nation, welcome to a very special show here on the PTBN Pop Feed. I am Andy Hudson, and tonight we're going back to the 80s. That's right, that decade of decadence, of big hair, and great music. And I'm not going to do it alone. I'm here with some great guys from Place to Be Nation. Probably a few of the guys that actually grew up during the 80s and can speak firsthand about what it was like to be young men growing up in that time with this great music. So let me get him in here. First off, he is my co-host on Year in Pop. He is a co-host of the Police Nation podcast over on Wrestling Feed, as well as Main Event over on the Wrestling Feed as well. Mr. Scott Criscolo. Scott, how are you tonight, my friend?
This is the fourth show I've done in 6 days. You are the least good looking of all of the co-hosts, and it's very late. So, I'm going to have to, step out, to Electric Avenue and, find a little, a little something this late in the evening. I've never recorded this late. I've also never done a podcast during the day, and I'm knocking both of those off my celebrity bucket list this week. So, it is a pleasure, Mr. Atherton, to join you. I always seem to be your co-host for any podcast that could conceivably go 5 hours.
So, I hope not. I was just going to say, just don't break my stride. Anybody know going to hold me down?
Yeah, you had to get your laundry clean. I'm looking forward to, it's been a long time coming that we could talk about this because, we had, foreign interests to take care of this the first time. So looking forward to hopping in and being able to do this again.
Awesome. Great. Also joining us tonight, he is the co-host of This Week in Sports and a voice you hear on many shows here at Place to Be Nation, Mr. John Arsenio D'Amato. John, how are you tonight?
Wonderful. It's nice to be with the boys of summer in our house.
I saw what you did there. Awesome. All right.
It's just a start.
I know.
We're in the middle of the street.
Just pass the Dutchie, make sure it's on the left-hand side, all right? All right, cool. And also, finally, rounding out our quartet tonight, he is the host of Binge Please, the co-host of the brand new show DC For You, and one of the Sarcastic Four on the Marvel Age podcast. He is affectionately known as the manager because he is the face that runs the place here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Feed, Mr. Todd Weber. Todd, how are you tonight?
Oh, man, I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough, Andy. I've seen the toughest around, my brother.
Ain't no love on the run. Come on.
So long as you meet us halfway across the sky, out where the world belongs to only Todd Weber and I.
Oh, no, I think we're halfway there. We're living on a prayer tonight. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. We are all around the same age, so we all grew up in the 80s, and we all remember, MTV launching. We associate a lot of these songs with, the videos and growing up. And this is our second shot here at Place to Be Nation. Like Scott had alluded to, we did this tournament last year on the Place to Be Nation website. And, everything was going fine through the first round, and all of a sudden the results got a little skewed, and we're like, what the hell's going on? And must have been some foreign IPs. Who knows? Whatever happened. But we didn't want all that hard work and all that fun to go to waste. So we're like, we're going to try it again. So fast forward to, earlier this year, I started, doing more work with the Nation. And we tried out a new format with the Candy Tournament, which was a great success. We actually created a Facebook page. The only drawback is you can only do one-on-one matchups, but everybody had a great time. Congratulations once again to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for winning. And so that format was successful. We said, well, let's try with the 80s tournament. And this is like that on steroids, because we had 128 candies. We are going to have 512 songs that we're going to go all the way to number one. It's going to be a long tournament, but it's going to be a fun tournament. So, guys, let's talk about some just general 80s songs memories. We'll start with you, Scott. What are some of your memories of us of growing up in the 80s and the music?
Well, I mean, I was 8 when MTV started in August of 1981. Although I don't remember having it on my cable system until I think the following year, because I'm pretty sure the first video I ever saw on it, and I think, and for those that listen to the MTV show, you probably know this already, the first video I ever saw on MTV was "Did It in a Minute" by Hall and Oates, and I think that came out in '82. So now you have to understand, I'm the youngest of 4 kids, and all 3 of my siblings older than me all had different tastes. My oldest brother was a big arena guy. You know, he had Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, and he had Born to Run, and he had, a lot of stuff, a lot of late 70s albums like that, you know, Paradise Theater by Styx, stuff like that. My sister, was the pop fan. So she had a lot of Hall & Oates and a lot of Prince and that kind of stuff. And then my brother Chris, who's just older than me, he 6 years older than me. He was the metalhead, so that's where I listened to all that. I mean, we had a glow in the dark. We shared a room, and he had a glow in the dark Iron Maiden Eddie tapestry that scared the fucking shit out of me. But I did get into Iron Maiden a little bit, so I like to think that I had a good swath of different tastes, formulating my musical tastes myself over my life. In the 80s, certainly pulled from all of that, and I have a taste of all sorts of stuff, and I think that's what makes this, what's going to make this tournament fun, is that I can just having that exposure. And I mean, really, we saw the birth of so many great artists in that time: Madonna and Whitney and Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi, and we saw the rebirth of Aerosmith and just so much, the Beastie Boys. I mean, we saw so much great stuff literally come out of nowhere. And then again, we had some great one-hit wonders, you know, and we were goofing on a couple, you know, Past the Dutchie and Come on Eileen. And I mean, the 90s didn't have that same one-hit wonder greatness that the 80s did. You know, maybe I Touch Myself is probably the greatest one-hit wonder of the 90s, probably. That and what's her face? Donna Lewis, Donna Faris, whatever the hell her name is. Donna Lewis.
Donna Martin.
Donna Martin, Graduate. I mean, the 80s were just amazing because there was so much awesome stuff. And I know Todd and Johnny will echo that. That there's just so much coming all over the place from different areas that you couldn't help but get attracted to something. Yeah. Throughout the decade.
Yeah. I totally get it. I have an older sister. She's 4 years older than me, and I'm Duran Duran posters everywhere. And my first concert was Hall & Oates that my parents made her take me to. And I remember going to see Heart in the 80s. Yeah, there was so many different genres. New wave, and then you had hard rock, you know, the hair metal bands, and it was just so much fun all around. Johnny, what about you? Give us some of your memories of the 80s.
Well, like the 70s were dominated by classic rock and disco, and the 80s, like you guys started off, it's just the diversity just sticks out. And I guess that's due to the MTV boom, where all these different artists from different countries and different genres got their musics played, got their videos played, and all of a sudden it wasn't just either British bands or US. It was bands from Australia, like Men at Work, and just all these some would be passed off as like weird or groups were given a chance, and just all these different vibes you get, and also the diversity where you know, MTV for a while they wouldn't play videos from black artists, and all of a sudden Michael Jackson and a few others broke that through, and where Eddie Van Halen played on Michael's record, and it got Michael and it got a beat it played on like classic rock stations even.
Yep.
So just a big breakthrough, just the diversity, which could thank to MTV, and also yeah, like you guys started off, the one hit wonders, just stuff that you never thought that you would hear on a radio, like you know, Falco, Rock Me Amadeus, and stuff like that, Murrayhead, One Night in Bangkok, just like weird songs that kind of took over for like 2 months in that period, and some of them that don't hold up today, but some of them do, and well, we'll see. It'll be interesting how the votes come through.
Yeah, very cool. Todd, you're a music guy. You teach music. You live music. What are some of your 80s song music memories?
Yeah, I was a latchkey kid raised on radio. We didn't have cable for a long time. So my first kind of music memories of the 80s are Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
Wow.
Casey's Counting Down.
Fantastic. So,
I would hear lots of music from bands like Journey, Hall & Oates, obviously, and Men at Work. One of my favorite things from the 80s was that first Men at Work album with Down Under. Shout out to Stacy. So I really got into imagining what these bands were like, what the music was like, and buying our cassettes, listening to the cassettes, making my own cassette from the radio, you know, taping an hour or two of music. And then listening to it when I was going to bed on my little crappy battery powered tape recorder. But MTV, you know, later in the decade, midway, Family Guy cable, you started to see more videos. Also, there was the Friday Night Videos show on NBC.
Yep.
Late night, if I was lucky enough to be up late, even without cable, I would get to see lots of great videos. But yeah, we were talking about the diversity of all kinds of different genres, especially on MTV, rubbing elbows, the MTV Music Awards, things like that. You also got to see new genres kind of take hold, things like the alternative movement, college rock in the 80s, kind of became one of the dominant forms of the 90s. So you see its genesis in bands like REM and U2 in the 80s coming through, NXS too. Great stuff. Don't call myself an 80s musicologist. I think I'm more of a 90s guy, but 80s were where my roots came from. Bought my first records in the 80s, my first cassettes back then, you know, things like Invisible Touch, Scarecrow by John Mellencamp, Born in the USA. You know, I had, and of course, Off the Wall, which is technically a 70s album, and Thriller. Brothers in Arms. I had just pretty basic collection of not LPs, but cassette tapes. So I have a lot of memories of those, and then putting them in my Walkman, listening to stuff like Def Leppard, and doing my paper route.
That's awesome.
Two things I want to piggyback, Todd. What Todd said. Number one, great analogy there when you said you were raised on radio and you listen to Journey. Nicely done there. Good album, by the way. And secondly, I would contend, now I know none of the songs from that album are in this tournament because it did come out in, I think, in 79, but I'm just going to say this out loud. I contend that Off the Wall may be just as good. I won't say better, but just as good as Thriller. I've always believed that. Off the Wall is an incredible album. I think that was Michael's coming out party. I think Thriller was the money-making coming out party. But for Michael, Off the Wall was just so damn good. So damn good. I just had to say that.
Do you want to be starting something, Scott?
It's just human nature, Todd.
Actually, what? Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, that's tremendous.
That record is fantastic. She's Out of My Life. All the great cuts from Off the Wall, which is kind of overshadowed, at least in the pop culture, by a Thriller.
Yeah.
But I had Off the Wall first, and boy, it was good. It was so good.
Damn good. I agree.
And one of the first videos I think I ever saw was that Rock With You video.
Oh, yes.
Socks and the disco ball.
The socks and that cheesy background. Oh, yeah. That was incredible. I agree.
All right, so we're going to talk about the brackets in just a minute. We just got a couple of general questions I'm going to throw out there. We were just talking about Michael Jackson. Now, going to not get too into the weeds on it, but do you think Michael will still do well in the tournament, considering things that have come to light in recent documentaries and stuff like that? You know, do you think that could be a factor at all with Michael in this tournament?
No.
Okay.
My opinion, no. Those things about Michael, we've known for 25 years. You know, I mean, let's put it this way. If a lot of people, whether it was political views or personal life decisions or whatever, if we had to take that into account, then most people would listen to nothing. Yep. So sometimes you just gotta separate it. I mean, you know, every rock star, country star, whatever, they all have some skeleton in their closet, whether they're drunks or, you know, deviants or, you know, cokeheads or whatever. I mean, look at the Sex Pistols. They're one of the most revolutionary artists of the late 70s. They were also a bunch of fucking pigs. So if you just go by that, then they're wiped off music's map, but they don't deserve to be. Just because they were all fucking scumbags doesn't mean that the Sex Pistols were not one of the most revolutionary artists of all time. The Michael stuff's been out in the open for so long that who cares at this point? You know what I mean? That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally think Michael's going to go fairly far.
Yeah. He's got a shit ton of songs in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm not trying to stir up anything. Just a general question.
No, saying it's a perfectly legitimate question, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was the question? I'm busy watching a Chris Benoit match.
I still have Hard Knocks on my shelf, and I'm damn proud of it.
Sorry, let me change the channel. I got Cosby up. Hold on.
That's different. That's different, though. Cosby's a different story, but that's another.
That's another tournament. That's the next tournament. Yes, it is. Kind of.
Oh my God.
That's the next tournament.
All right. Here's my next question. So, you know, we're all around the same age. You know, we're in our mid 40s or thereabouts. I think the median age. Most of the people voting is going to be somewhere in the early to mid 30s. Do you think that's going to have a factor in terms of, you know, because, you know, sometimes like people see a song and they're like, they don't really know it. And then because it hasn't been featured lately in the last 10 years. So do you guys think age of the voters is going to skew anything in this tournament?
That's an interesting question. You know, it may affect things like, say, Queen or Elton John or stuff, some recency bias, Africa by Toto, even though I feel there may be a backlash towards that song. That was hugely popular yet again, you know, had this kind of renaissance. And
yep.
I don't know. So is it going to be the evergreen things that we still hear at in pop culture, you know, like Back in Black or something, is in every movie trailer, right? so we acknowledge it as being this timeless song, but maybe a lot of people are sick of Back in Black. Time will tell. I don't know what some of these kids, these millennials, and their perception is of the 80s music, but I got to say, we've got 512 songs. We probably had another 150 songs that could have made the cut that had I gotten off my ass and gone through the list more carefully, I would have fought for it. But as it is, I'm really happy with the list of songs we've got. And looking at the 2000s or the 2010s, how many songs do you think you could make a tournament with? Maybe 15.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? So music was so – I'm going to be subjective here, but music was so much better. There was so much more relevance musically to – you know, you got more out of the songs. It was such a bigger part of the culture than it is now. Here we have these songs a couple months and then they're gone. What happened to Get Lucky by Daft Punk? We heard it for about 3 months and then it was vanished. And that's kind of like the norm now. Stuff like that. You know, there's just not that staying power. These artists that would come and do album after album be true superstars. The 80s had icons. So we'll see what these people in the nation. And, you know, hopefully we get to grow the nation a little bit, share this with our non-wrestling friends and see what they think, too. It'll be fun to watch how this all plays out.
Yeah. Yep. Like, and that kind of leads into my next couple of questions. So movies may also influence because, you know, In the Air Tonight, awesome song, but, you know, people may not know about too much younger people until The Hangover came out with that great scene of Mike Tyson sitting there, you know, singing a song along and punching out Zach Galifianakis. And then you had like Careless Whisper, which was heavily featured in Deadpool. So movies usage of these 80s songs like Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, that could be influencing some of these songs. Wrestling could influence songs like Cult of Personality could go on a pretty big run, or Big Time even, because that was the WrestleMania theme a number of years ago.
I Had a Tiger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Every Kenny Loggins song.
Well, I'm talking about more recent movies.
Ah.
You know, how you know, everybody.
Like, I don't think that's entirely true. I think you need to expand that, because I'll tell you why. I was out at lunch today, and on the I don't know if they had Spotify or Pandora or something, but all of a sudden Back in Time came on by Huey Lewis from the Back to the Future soundtrack. And I think they're I don't think we should just pigeonhole movies that came out in the last like 15 years. I think movie songs in general, like you talked about In the Air Tonight, I don't think of the fucking Hangover. I think of Miami Vice when I think of In the Air Tonight. Now, mind you, we're talking about something within the 80s. What you're pretty much doing, Andy, and we can expand the question, is will millennials know what the fuck they're listening to? why don't we just put it on the fucking wall instead of and not sugarcoat it?
Yeah.
Will people in their 20s know 400 of these 512 songs? That's what it comes down to. I'll give you a perfect example. One of my favorite songs ever, and I know all three of you guys know it, ever, and I turn it up every time it's in my car, is Heat of the Moment by Asia. Fucking love that song. That song might get boned in this tournament because 65% of the voting group have no idea what the hell it is.
Unless they saw 40-year
you stole my thunder there, Todd. Yeah,
sorry.
You framed an Asia poster. Did the guys at the frame store laugh at you when you brought that poster in?
The cover of the first Asia album is one of the greatest fucking covers ever. Maybe I think a lot of it is, it could be genre. You know, think of the songs. Now we'll go through the brackets, but there is a decent hunk of yacht rock in this tournament, and that has made a big renaissance. So I think you're going to see, we're laughing, we're talking about Kenny Loggins, but Hearts by Marty Balin, you know, or
Christopher Cross,
or anything Christopher Cross, anything Michael McDonald, may make a run that maybe 5 years ago would not have.
Yeah.
But because yacht rock has made such a has just exploded as its own genre, which we take to heart very, very much here at Place to Be Nation, that those songs may get some pub that, you know, nobody knows Arthur except for that shitty Russell Brand remake. But the original Arthur is a fucking awesome movie.
Yeah.
And that song is fucking great. Mm-hmm. But unless you know, no one would have remembered it in 2012. But now that it's every like eighth song on Yacht Rock Radio on Sirius XM, now it's made a renaissance. So I think a lot of things, to kind of expand on your question, Andy, I think a lot of things that have been created over the last 4 or 5 years in pop culture have brought back a lot of songs, not just movies, but I mean, your question's valid, definitely with movies in the last few years. But I think anything that is being created is bringing a lot of songs back. But again, a song that may not have been might have been great in the 80s. Like, when was the last time anybody heard Betty Davis Eyes? That song's awesome.
Yeah.
But again,
it's gonna get boned because of who it's up against, but yeah.
Yeah, it's probably gonna lose, which sucks, but it was a number one song in a year that a lot of these weren't.
The last time I heard that song, I was watching my old comp tape of Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live sketches.
But we sing.
That's the last time I heard that song.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, also, it goes with time. Like back in the 90s when Pulp Fiction came out and Reservoir Dogs, you know, with those soundtracks, you know, that opened a lot of eyes to a lot of 70s tunes. So, yeah, it goes, you know, so on, you know, where, you know, people who are, you know, 10, 15 years older than us could be saying the same thing about 70 songs with some of us. So, I mean, Yeah. Just a question. So let's get into the bracket. So what we did here is we had like a little committee that we did some nominations with, and we had somewhere in thereabouts like 680 or so songs. That kind of doesn't compute into bracket format. So we got it down to 512. We kind of identified like our, so 512 divided into eight brackets of 64. And then we kind of took like, you know, what's the 32 songs? Like if we were just going to do like a best 32 songs, which songs would those be? And we kind of spread those out to kind of, and then the rest of the tournament basically put on an Excel sheet and hit, word escaping me right now.
Randomize.
Yes. We randomized it and just threw them up on the bracket. So there's no rankings. There's no number one seed versus 16. There's no, you know, 9-8 matchup. It's just these songs went up there and some got good draws, some got shit draws. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of great songs get bounced early. And that's just the way it's going to crumble because, you know, that's what happens. That's why you play the games, so to speak.
I do want to apologize to my friends who like country music because it's not really represented very well here. But we have a couple of the pop country songs. I feel that it's kind of its own thing and we could do its own tournament. But I want nothing to do with it, really.
Okay.
No. And
sorry, Greg. Alabama, Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, that's
Kenny Rogers. That's about.
Oh shit! Dude. I don't think Oak Ridge Boys made it. I don't know if were they on the sheet. Was Elvira in?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be one of our big omissions. This is better than, you know, last time we omitted Centerfold.
I mean, we do the best we can here, you know. Yeah. Somebody's going to get left out no matter what.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So let's start off. So all the brackets are named after songs. It's kind of funny how there are very few songs in the 80s that had locations in their name and their song titles. So our first bracket is called The Electric Avenue. Bracket. Now these are just names. That doesn't mean Electric Avenue's in this bracket. Doesn't mean Rio's in the Rio bracket because they were randomized. So yeah, this is our Electric Avenue bracket. So we're just going to kind of go through bracket by bracket and kind of point out some of our, interesting first round matchups, who the favorites could be, who could go on a run, and maybe some dark horses. So the four songs that, you know, are kind of the strongest in this, one are Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. And then we got Tainted Love by Soft Cell, Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes, and Centerfold by Jake Osband. So that, you know, if you're a betting man, those could be your final four in this region. You guys see any matchups or anything? Tough draws off the bat?
Yeah, that Bad Reputation versus Thriller.
Oh yeah,
Drone Jet versus that's a rough one. Somebody's gonna lose out in the first round. Unfortunately, I can't speak for the voters, so I'll hold off. But yeah, that's gonna be a good one. That loses right away.
Well, hey, we've talked about songs making renaissances. If it wasn't for Rhonda, would anyone even remember Bad Reputation? So there's a case right there where a Thriller might have been a walk for Thriller 4 years ago. Or 5 years ago, now maybe not.
Unless they're Shrek song, fans, because that was in Shrek.
One song that I love in this region, actually, and I wouldn't even call it a dark horse because it's Material Girl. That you could argue that is probably one of Madonna's probably top three best songs, and it's going up against this matchup blows. Material Girl versus Little Red Corvette. Those songs kick ass. Both of those just literally kick ass, and we'll see more of both of them throughout the rest of this tournament, so it's not – but these are two heavyweights that probably could have knocked out. Like, I'm not a fan of one song in this bracket I'm not crazy about, and I know we have it in a top four. I think a very weak top four is Tainted Love by Soft Cell. I mean, it got a good bracket, though, because Blister in the Sun is a good song, but it could beat it. Tainted Love could beat it. Then it would take on the winner of Come Go With Me by Exposé, which I just listened to the other day. And It Takes Two by Rob Bass, which is a great fucking song.
Yeah.
Tainted Love is not a strong song, but it may get lucky by facing other weak songs. But when it gets into the middle of this bracket and starts taking on, you know,
De La Soul.
De La Soul, or now, One Hit Wonders. I am digging Taco. I'll tell you right now.
If
I am
you're
digging.
Blue, you don't know what to go to.
I thought the guy was, it tells you how stupid I was when I was 12. I thought the guy was Mexican. And meanwhile, the fucking guy's German. I thought he was Mexican. What kind of asshole German guy calls himself Taco? But anyway, Put It on the Ritz is a great song. It's going to in terms of like one-sided blowouts, Taco is going to kick the shit out of Menudo. That Hold Me does not have a chance. Having said that, I think Taco's going to get its ass kicked by Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. But there is some interesting stuff here. A future, and this is my comment. I'm looking forward to other guys' thoughts. A second round matchup that's going to just kill me is Welcome to the Jungle versus Nothing But a Good Time. Those are like two top 10 all time 80s songs for me. I may have to flip a coin on that. I may have to pull a Two Face and flip a coin on that one. Comic reference, Weber.
Well done.
Wow. I may have to flip a coin on that one. One of them may have to die, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah. A couple of matchups I see. Round and Round by Rat versus Tonight, Tonight, Tonight by Genesis. That could be a tight one. Also, over on the other side of the bracket, we have Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Yep.
Versus Sunglasses at Night.
Yeah, that's a tough one off the bat. But Bang is gonna get knocked out right away off right there. That's a tough one.
You know what? I didn't even realize this was the other side of the. No wonder Justin couldn't find.
part.
I didn't realize
two,
this was the other side of this.
Yeah, that's part two.
Yeah. The other side.
Centerfold looks strong in that one.
Yeah, let me see. Centerfold's taking on. Let me go on there. Centerfold's taking on
that wedding song. Always.
Oh God, that's a killer.
You're the perfect. That's a good song.
Chasing all of the rain away. Oh God, fuck. God, I love that. We used to sing that on the bus.
And I truth be told, that song almost didn't make it to the cut to get to the tournament.
I put it in.
I saw that when I ended up. I'm like, oh, somebody's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, that was a good prom slow dance song.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. There's some good shit on this right side.
Yeah, another Faith. Tough matchup is Faith versus Break My Stride. Matthew
My Stride.
Yeah,
I have to fix that.
Caribbean Queen versus Wanna Be Starting Something.
I have to fix that. Oh, this is. Oh, there we go. Okay. Out of Touch is not going to go. There's going to be a ton of great Hall & Oates in this tournament. Out of Touch is not a strong one for them.
That was a number one hit song, 1985.
I know. There's a shit ton of Hall & Oates number ones. And that's still not a
Private Eyes is going to go.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, I'm not going there to start crap, but how do you think your Billy's going to do in some of these matchups here? We got the longest time going up.
Right now. Well, you're asking the wrong person. I've always said that even though the 80s is my favorite decade of music, my two favorite artists, which is Billy Joel and Aerosmith, their best stuff was in the 70s. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Having said that, Dr. G has already said he's calling the Swedish Bots, and he's expecting Uptown Girl to win. So,
well,
New Zealand. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what database sir he has to call. Uptown Girl's winning in his eyes.
Well,
he's fucking Joel, damn it.
In this bracket, we got The Longest Time going up against Free Fallin'.
I like The Longest Time. I think Free Fallin' will probably win there.
Yeah.
I think that'll win there. But it's going to lose to either – it's coming up against a powerhouse ballad in either Hello by Lionel Richie or I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner, which is probably another top 15 all-time song of the decade. One band that we're going to – that's going to – I'm curious paying attention to is Genesis. We talked about Tonight, Tonight, Tonight on the left side of this bracket. Mm-hmm. We have Land of Confusion on the other side taking on a great heart song. But conceivably, Land of Confusion by Genesis may have to face Hysteria by Def Leppard in the next second round. That might be hard for them. I think a lot of people may vote for Def Leppard there. I can see Centerfold getting out of this left side.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. This right side of this bracket. The left, I think, is a lot more wide open. But if you had to put a gun to my head, I think I may like the regional final, Welcome to the Jungle versus Centerfold.
Yeah.
Unless there's an upset. There will be some upsets floating around, but I have a feeling that you may survive.
Cool. Yeah. Any last thoughts on Electric Avenue region, guys, before we move on?
It's going to come down to Thriller versus Wannabe Starting Something.
Oh, could be. You never know. I mean,
although the Guns N' Roses at the top, that could be tough. What if we came down to Thriller versus Welcome to the Jungle? My gosh, in the semi for this.
Oof. Yeah, that's not going to be easy.
This is great. This is awesome that we get to think this way. You know.
Yes,
I agree.
It's when I was building the brackets too. It was like, wow, look at these genres going up against each other. It's pretty awesome how we have, like, you know, a hip hop song going up against metal, and you got, you know, new wave going up against, you know, a hard rock song. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of people are going to have to make some tough choices. So let's move on to the Rio region. Mm-hmm. And the four standouts we have in this one are Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp, known as back then by John Cougar. Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And Sister Christian by Night Ranger. Most of all whom are, except for Jack and Diane, probably all featured in movies.
Boogie Nights.
Yes, Boogie Nights. That, who can ever forget,
or
that
Sopranos.
Scene?
Sopranos.
Alfred, yeah. Molina.
Mm-hmm. Rahan Jackson, yes.
Or so, The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't Stop Believing is.
So this is our, I think, our only time that we have the same artist going up against themselves in the first round, at least. And that's ZZ Top. We have Legs versus Gimme All Your Lovin', which I actually think Sharp Dressed Man is the strongest song of ZZ Top in the tournament. But this is interesting because Gimme All Your Lovin' is probably a better song, but Legs had the better video.
Yeah. I'll let somebody else go. I'm thinking. Oh, wait.
All right. So standing out to me, one of my favorite songs of all time, another one-hit wonder, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion, John Parr.
Yes.
Love that song. Movie is what it is. That's pretty funny because all those kids were in high school and then they became lawyers and shit like 1 year later. But yeah, St. Elmo's Fire, and it's taken on Red Red Wine, which was a gigantic hit, the mm-hmm. UB40 remake of the Neil Diamond song. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I think I'm still voting for St. Elmo's Fire myself. Looking at some of these, I don't know. I think Sister Christian might have a rough road with things like The Outfield, one of the greatest baseball themed bands ever. The Outfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a Whitney song in that quadrant. There's lots of great stuff. We've got a lot of hip hop we're starting to see. Curtis Blow, Run DMC, NWA, of course. The how would Kurt Loder used to talk about NWA. He would say the N-word with attitude. It was, do you remember Kurt Loder in MTV mm-hmm. News? Rapper Ice Cube of the band. I just remember all the little things about MTV and MTV News, mm-hmm. how serious it was. This was our lifeblood, was music back then.
Yeah, I mean, and we're talking about Billy, Keeping the Faith is going up against Push It. Oof.
That one, I like Billy.
Yeah, you do? Really? That's actually one of my favorite Billy songs.
Yeah, I like Billy to win that one.
Really?
Some of the dances still look tough anyway.
There is not one, but probably the two best Journey songs of all time on the same side.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Believing, but Open Arms is arguably their best song. And if that went against each other, that would be very – I would be very hard-pressed. Because, I mean, I personally think Don't Stop Believing may win this whole bracket.
Yeah.
It's the strongest song in the whole bunch. This side of the bracket is kind of weak, not going to lie. I think there's a lot of solid stuff, but not great stuff on this side. I think Don't Stop Believing could survive unscathed unless it takes on itself if it faces Open Arms. Yeah, that side is not strong in my opinion. I think Don't Stop Believing could survive that side pretty comfortably. I am not voting for Jack. I am so fried on Jack and Diane. So fried on that song. I am voting for, I'm already against, I'm voting for Betty Davis Eyes. There's no doubt about that.
Shout out to Tim Capel, suck and fuck chili dogs.
Suck and fuck chili dogs.
Outside that, the tasty freeze.
Yep. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, has got his hands between the knees. We got Limelight. I love Rush. And the first bracket has Tom Sawyer, and Limelight's just this. That's going to beat Gloria Estefan. I think Limelight can make a run because it could beat Gloria. It could beat back to back Gloria Estefan songs in back to back rounds.
Yeah. Limelight, a song that was never on MTV. We got it. You and I like it, but we got to think about like the general populace. They all know. They. I mean, Rush is awesome. I'm with you on this, but I got to think that it's not going to be picked by the millennials of the world.
You might be right. You might be right on that. Speaking of Arthur's theme, I think that'll beat OMD. And then I think it could beat Arthur's theme, you know, the whole Yacht Rock thing could give Pour Some Sugar on Me a run for its money in the second round. It may not win, but it'll make it sweat.
Yeah, till you bleed.
I think. Yeah.
I think Mr. Roboto versus De Do 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 Da 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 could be a tough matchup.
Right there. I am not a Mr. Roboto fan. That album is terrible. But I mean, some people may like the song because it's catchy. I just realized I think
it's a bad Styx album. It really
is. It is a terrible Styx album. A matchup just popped up. Who do you think? No. What matchup did I just look at that I thought was very interesting? I just lost it.
Don't worry. Be Happy versus Voices Carry.
No, but that is a good matchup. I like both songs. Not Busta Move, Bang the Drum.
Busta Move could go on.
Oh, here it is. I think a song, depending on people's moods, that may make a run is Master of Puppets.
Really?
Yeah. Since You're Gone is a great song by the Cars. But if Master of Puppets wins that first round matchup, I think they will crush either Wishing Well by Trent Darby or Don't Talk to Strangers by Rick Springfield. Then it's got to face something like
She Drives Me Crazy, I think, is coming out of that little area.
Yeah, and I hate that song. But I think any of those songs will lose.
One of my roommates in college looked like the lead singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Rowan Kirk.
I would Master of Puppets may not lose until it faces either Def Leppard or maybe Christopher Cross.
Wow.
Just based on what songs are around it. That's just my opinion. I could easily see a Master of Puppets versus Don't Stop Believing regional final.
Wow.
What do you think, Johnny?
Could happen.
Yeah, this one isn't as deep as the first one. I think it's going to come down to some Sugar versus Don't Stop Believing, unless there's a maybe there's a backlash on Don't Stop Believing that it's kind of overplayed and people that are still disappointed with The Sopranos.
They hold it against in the tournament.
It's not Steve Perry's fault.
What about Cult of Personality? You think that's on the other side of the bracket? You know, I mean, it's going to go up against a great John Lennon song. But, you know, thinking about the voters, you know, and then it's got to go against the winner of Into the Groove versus Black Velvet. So.
Maybe if CM Punk makes an appearance at an AEW show, it'll boost it.
Yeah. Will this be around? Will this bracket come out around the time of Fight for the Fallen? You never know.
It's going to be a long tournament. It could come out during WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't know if Punk, if that's enough for Cult of Personality to keep going. Another great Madonna song. You'd have to face Into the Groove. So.
From Desperately Seeking Susan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great movie.
Roseanne Arquette.
Great movie. I still think Don't Stop Believing survives that side.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with John. I think this is a wide open bracket. I think anything is possible. But I really like Master of Puppets in the middle there because it's facing a lot of weak stuff. What do you think of that song, Todd, in that part of the bracket?
I love Master of Puppets. Probably my first, like, I know there's a lot of great early Metallica, but that's just the way that comes out. Da, da, da. But you know, it's going up against things. I think Wishing Well is kind of a sleeper, honestly. I know a lot of people dig Wishing Well, Terrence Trent D'Arby. But that being said, I think it still will advance and have to, it might go all the way to the semi where it would have to fight against something like Arthur's Theme or Bust a Move, or is Bust a Move an earlier one? I guess, no, I think it'll come down to Pour Some Sugar. This side will come down Pour Some Sugar on Me, maybe Master of Puppets, but if I go up a little bit, I also see Jack and Diane, and people still love that song, and I don't know why.
What about little She Blinded Me with Science?
That's a great song.
That's another one of those songs I think that if it hasn't been heard in a while, people are going to forget about.
I think that's one song I hear most on 80s on 8 on SiriusXM.
I do hear it a lot. You're right.
Science!
It's on First Wave, too. Science! It's on First Wave a lot, too.
I had, like, the 12-inch remix, you know, the long version
of
that.
Oh, God.
Science! Yeah, it's like 11 minutes, I think. Yeah.
She blinded me!
You pretty much hear science for, like, 4 minutes.
All right. Any last thoughts on the Rio region before we move on?
I think we're good.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to go to the Land Down Under. And the Down Under region, which are the top songs, really, the favorites, so to speak, would be Africa by Toto, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, Back in Black by AC/DC, and Beat It by Michael Jackson. So off the bat, I see Kyrie by Mr. Mister, which was a great song, got a bad draw going up against Africa. I mean, that's good. I mean.
Yes, I agree. I love Kyrie. I actually like that for Mr. Mister. I like that song more than I like Broken Wings. I've always liked Kyrie better, but Toto's going to kick the shit out of that song. There's no doubt about that. This left side of the bracket is heavy. I love, by the way, Lonely as the Night is my favorite Billy Squier song.
Featured in Couples Retreat.
And I, as much as I love Martika, I had a friend who loved her. I think that beats the shit out of Martika.
We all have a friend who loves her. His name is Steve Willie.
I thought he liked Suzanne Vega too. My name is Willie. I live in Wisconsin.
I tried to get EW tickets and couldn't.
Yeah, unless I pay $600. Don't Sleep on All Night Long by Lionel Richie. That's actually one of those iconic 80s songs. It's All Night Long.
A party, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing.
I love She's a Beauty.
Jumbo, Jumbo.
You have a couple of movie songs going head to head. Let's hear for the boy from Footloose against 9 to 5. That's a good one. This one could be a walk in the park for Africa if it matches, if the matchups work out. But I think it looks like I guess it would be what, regional quarter.
Question.
Yeah.
What year did Caddyshack come out?
1980.
Oh, man. It just made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I know we are well-researched. We've had all these. But, boy, for whatever reason, I associate Caddyshack as coming out before, say, Meatballs. But Meatballs came out first.
Yes, it did.
79.
Wow. Caddyshack came out in September of 80.
As heard on the first episode of Laughing Theater.
That's right.
With Scott Kruskov.
Doing ever. I like Africa on this left side. I mean, the only ones that could give it a run would be All Night Long.
Smooth Criminal.
I like Smooth Criminal, but I don't even think that's not one of Michael's. It's good, but it's not one of Michael's.
I mean, Money for Nothing is a strong song.
Money for Nothing's a tough one.
And then you have this is a tough matchup. Shake It Up versus Relax.
Yes. Relax was a very polarizing song back in the day. So I think that might get some votes depending on who it goes up against. But in the grand scheme of things, I think this one's cut and dry. Even though there's some great songs on the left side, this is going to be Beat It versus Africa.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think anything's touching Beat It on this left side. Beat It's a Final Four song for me.
I mean, True by Spandau Ballet could go in a little bit of a run.
It could till it faces Beat It.
And Careless Whisper versus Electric Avenue.
Fucking killing me.
Yeah, that's a tough
song
one.
My favorite song on Thriller is Human Nature. That actually might be my favorite Michael song, period. That song is tremendous.
No, I was kidding. It's the name. But why? Why?
Why?
Tell him that.
Why? Tell him that it's human. Oh, great song. What does he do me that way? Great song. But that's going to face it's a, so Michael's going to face himself in the third round and Beat It's going to win. I can't see it'll be very hard for Beat It to lose this bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I think Beat It's just an iconic song of the decade.
I mean,
anything could sneak out of that side.
We got this one little group here, which Everybody Wants to Rule the World is there, but Tears for Fears. Yeah, Hot for Teacher. I love the song Tenderness by General Public, featured at the end of Clueless, actually. Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
No.
Nah? You know,
I dealt with a lot of Loverboy backlash in the 80s. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was an anti-Canadian thing.
We don't have a lot of cowbell in the tournament, you know? And that's got cowbell in it, in the track. I got a fever. And it's got to have more cowbell.
Yeah. No PTO in this tournament.
Johnny, what you got thoughts on this bracket here and the land down under?
Lewis, Scott.
Yes,
I'm
sorry. Bach, not PTO.
There's a bracket named after it, but Electric Avenue looks like... It's going to take a tough one. Careless Whisper. They drew a real tough draw.
A lot of Argentinian football for that song.
Very nice.
And in the other bracket, Gypsy looks like a sleeper in the other part, in part one of the Down Under. Gypsy Fleetwood Mac. That might be a sleeper.
Mm.
Yeah, it could get past. Tell It to My Heart is not. It's like an overplayed 80s song, I think. I mean, but then it's got to go up against Let's Hear for the Boy or 9 to 5. So,
yeah, it might sneak through there in that part of the world, D'Amato.
Yeah, looks like Beat It though.
Although Back in Black may, depending on somebody's mood, Back in Black could give Beat It a scare.
That's a good hard rock matchup right there. Back in Black versus Desire. That's one of U2's harder.
I like Desire.
I wonder if Rebel Yell is going to surprise people on the left. Just it may eventually have to go up against Africa, but Billy Idol kind of stays fresh in our hearts. That's the signature Billy Idol song.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say so. That or White Wedding, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, who could forget his turn in The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, so the last region we're going to cover in A Block is the Love Shack region. And that's got some of the top songs are Final Countdown by Europe, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett, In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, and Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. So what's sticking out to us guys here?
In the Air Tonight, I think, but... I don't know that Girls Just Want to Have Fun is going to go all that far. It's going to hit up against Rock You Like a Hurricane or Lucky Star. Both of those songs, I think, have a shot to knock off Cyndi Lauper there. You also got Addicted to Love in this bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Big song. Bobby Brown, Everybody Loves Every Little Step. That first Bobby Brown album popped hard. We got another Michael Jackson Thriller Cut, PYT, featuring The Pretty Young Things on background vocals, LaToya Jackson and Janet Jackson. Remember that? We got some NXS, What You Need, classic stuff. Let's Go Crazy, one of the best Prince songs, one of the best Prince videos, kind of the apex of Purple Rain, the dramatic explosion that is that guitar solo he has. It's awesome. Such a glamorous life from Sheila E., speaking of Prince. You know, this is a loaded side. The other side, I think you got stuff like Final Countdown, which is maybe a little silly, kind of a meme kind of song these days. You get it, you hear it, but you also have Manic Monday, another Billy Joel representation, Tell Her About It, not my favorite Billy song. Yet another Journey song, in Any Way You Want It. Got a couple Duran Duran songs. We have Purple Rain on this. What if it came down to Purple Rain versus Let's Go Crazy?
Prince, yeah.
That sucks. That's another two-faced flip there.
Or what about Tell Her About It versus Uptown Girl? Not happening, but... Uptown Girl's going up against Don't Get Me Wrong, and then it's got to face the winner of... If it goes past it, PYT or People Are People.
First of all...
And Walk This Way is iconic.
Yes, Walk This Way was a game changer in the 80s. In the Air Tonight looks like it could probably dominate this top half of the bracket. Although Boys of Summer is not a song you sleep on either, actually. I think In the Air Tonight got kind of fucked on that one. Because Boys of Summer is not a song you fall asleep on. The rest of this bracket's... I love Dirty Diana. Let's Go Crazy, so great.
Oh, this got when Doves Cry, too. Oh, my God. This could be a
holy prince, cow.
What'd you do with the randomizer? Would you turn the randomizer people for this bracket? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Prince is going to get screwed in this bracket.
I mean, decade was loaded. That's what we're coming up against.
Yeah.
There's a million great songs in each of these brackets.
I mean, I'm just going boom from the sheet over to the bracket. I'm just like, all in my head, I'm just like, damn. Oh, sheesh. like those are like my reactions the whole time. Like, oof. You know, some of these are, I was like, oof, but just that's what spit it out. I mean, yeah, Hit Me With Your Best Shot versus When Doves Cry. Oof. You know, I love Something About You by Level 42. That's another one of my favorite 80s songs.
Yeah, great bass line, Martin mm-hmm. King. I was a big fan of Level 42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prince is going to get screwed.
I see those Saved by the Bell fans will be voting for I'm So Excited up against Rock the Casbah.
I hate Rock the Casbah. I'm not the big Clash fan, but I hate Rock the Casbah. I think Who Can It Be Now will upset Final Countdown in the second round.
Yeah.
I don't see think it. Final Countdown's a strong song. It's a good song, but it's not a strong
one. One of our country songs over here. This is interesting. We have Mountain Music versus Walk This Way.
Alabama got in there, right.
That'd be a hell of a cage match.
A lot of bleeding.
That's like the West Texas Rednecks versus, what was that? That WCW thing going on?
No Limit Soldiers.
Rap is Crap was the 90s, too big.
that would have been just put in there on principle.
I love country music.
Rap is crap. By the way, you were talking about the PYTs, Todd. I mean, seriously, there would have been, I know two much better background singers, and that's of course Coco and Norvell Austin. They would have been a much better backup singers as PYT. When you said the PYTs, I'm like, yes, Coco singing background, but not happening. I my personal opinion, I mean, Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll is probably one of those, like, if you had to put like the five songs that define the decade, I Love Rock and Roll is probably one of them. You know what I'm really excited about? I'm very curious to see what people's votes are, because both songs I really like. Turning Japanese by The Vapors against A View to a Kill by Duran Duran. Oh. Number one, because I'm a Bond fan, so I love A View to a Kill. Turning Japanese is one of those iconic one-hit wonders. Number one, because it's a good song, and number two, because the message makes you giggle. But I think the one thing I get coming out of this bracket is that Prince is going to get screwed.
Yeah.
Because he's got all of his the three best songs on that movie soundtrack are in this bracket. So he's going to get screwed. I don't know who's going to come out of it, my personal opinion. I mean, just based on songs you know, In the Air Tonight probably is going to make it. But I could easily see one of the Prince songs making a run.
We could have go ahead, John.
It's going to be Prince, Purple Rain versus Doves Cry. Yeah.
Or we could have Funky Cold Vanita versus Just a Friend.
I love Biz Markie because he had my two favorite college teams wear sweatshirts in that video, Georgetown and Notre Dame. So I always had a soft spot for Biz Markie because of that song. Don't even give me that. I love Biz Markie. But the one thing I get out of this bracket is that Prince is going to get screwed.
Speaking of Biz Markie, Todd, is your kid watch Yo Gabba Gabba when he was younger?
We did when they were much younger. So yeah, Biz Markie had his what was it? The word of the day? No, yeah. He had something on.
Yeah, he had. Yeah,
yeah. But looking back, boy, that show was kind of weird, and I don't know. I didn't get it, but that was created by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo.
Wow.
created that show, Yo Gabba Gabba, and they had a lot of alternative artists on that. Hey, we shouldn't sleep on Duran Duran here with Hungry Like the Wolf. It's up against some weaker competition, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It could advance to, well, you know, if it goes up against Walk This Way or what was the other one we were saying was coming out of there? Who Can It Be Now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I think Hungry Like the Wolf was kind of the first Duran Duran song I ever heard. So I still think of it as their signature song, even though, in my opinion, they had some better ones down the road later in the decade. But shout out to Jason Sherman, who's been fighting for Duran Duran since day one.
He's passionate about what he likes. I tell you that, kid.
I tell you, you. Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts on the Love Shack region?
Tin roof.
Rust.
Yes. Poor Prince. Poor Prince. All right. So we're about halfway through. So that's a good time to take a break and talk about what's going on here at Place of Nation. So with Scott Criscolo, J.R. Sandemile, Todd Weber, I'm Anthony Atherton. We're going to continue to break down the tournament in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. The Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed. We dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.ProBoards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Nation, welcome back to the tournament breakdown preview show of the greatest song of the 80s tournament. I am Andy Addison. I'm hanging out here with Scott Criscolo, J.R. Sunil D'Amato, and Todd Weber. But first, let's talk about what's going on here at Place to Be Nation. There's always lots of going on here on the PTBN pop feed in the latest Talking Pop. Jenny and Tim interviewed each other and share summer memories in a rare guestless episode on the 7th installment of one of my shows, Laughing Theater. Miss Miranda Bertholdt, she joined me, and we watched Men in Black, the original, kind of timely with the new movie coming out this weekend. And then over on the Hard Traveling Fanboys, they kicked off X-Men Month with an edition of Countdown, their new show, kind of side show, whatever you want to call it, in which they provide their complete 11-to-1 rankings of the X-Men Cinematic Universe.
It's actually just a regular, they do a, once a month, they do a count their show. All right. That's all. It's still a regular podcast.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you for clarifying.
I have to. As the manager of the Hard Drive Fanboys, I have to step in there.
So. Yes. The longest running weekly episodic,
comic book shows.
Place to Be Nation. Yes. Over on Pop Goes the Movies, Scott and John, you guys did a great review of the Elton John biopic Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think of that?
Thank you, sir.
Real quick. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle.
Well, oh, I gave it a thumbs up.
As you listened, it was a thumbs up, definitely. But we had some criticisms, though.
Yes.
What was Elton John's best 80s song?
I like I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess that's why they call it the blues.
Nikita. Nikita didn't make our list. You didn't
that
like
song.
Nikita.
Is horrible. That song is horrible. T-Web. Oh, brother. That
All right.
Song
how about?
Sucks.
How about
Empty Garden for John Lennon?
Empty Garden is very good, actually.
Yes. Oh, that's a great choice. There was one other one. It's called Wrapper Up with George Michael. I don't know if you've ever heard that song.
Yeah.
Terrible song.
Oh, God.
And speaking of Elton John, Sunday Groove is back with David Sunday talking about songs by Elton John and Chris Cornell. And lastly, the NBA team is back with Gone Fishing Part 3, where Adam and Andrew stay in the East, and then in Part 4 delve into the basement of the Eastern Conference. And then over on the wrestling feed, on a new Wrestling Warzone, JT and Chad dove into the Raw Nitro from 1/15/96. On Making Town with Friends, number 3, Steve Williams recounted his experiences in training over in Ohio Valley Wrestling. Then after a 6-month hiatus, Steve Bennett and Peter Winston reunite to discuss their 10 favorite single season sports teams of all time on the Adams Division podcast. Over on the 8th episode of Row 1, Seat 1, Ben Zanny continues his road trip diaries in an interview with Mikey Blanton to discuss Black Label Pro Wrestling. Scott, the Godfather, Nate Milton, and the Conscience, Steve Willey, recapped NJPW's Dominion and your NJPW Classic match picks on your newest edition of The Main Event, which just dropped. So I suggest everybody take it out.
What was your favorite match from Dominion, Scott?
I've only watched pieces. I haven't watched the whole show yet. I did like Naito and Ibushi again.
Yes.
Because I loved them live. I'm looking forward to watching Jericho and Okada, because Okada's my guy. Steve has watched it. I think actually both of them watched it. Steve and Naples watched it, and they were a little disappointed. We kind of we go on a little – check out the show. We went on a little bit of a Jericho tirade, mostly me. But we had an interesting discussion on the G1 Climax and what the layout will be. So – but check it out. I think we did a pretty good job. But I did like the Naito Ibushi rematch. I thought it was pretty awesome. That's probably my best. But
I'm worrying about Ibushi's health. You know, dude's gonna die here in the ring. I don't want to see it.
I don't either. Naito looks like he's about to flush out too. So maybe they shouldn't wrestle each other anymore. I don't know. But anyway, check out the new main event. It's pretty awesome.
Yes. Also, so over on PleaseMeNation.com, our tribute to 1994 kicks off. We had a commentary on the Best Picture nominees for the 66th Annual Academy Awards. And now we continue with our latest piece by Mr. Callum McDougall, our friend from across the pond over in Scotland, about the 94 World Cup. And don't forget to check out our social media pages, message board, bigo34.pullboards.com, for all about the GWWE pay-per-view and TV match ever project. So get in the conversation today. Start researching your list. Also, don't forget to like all of our Facebook pages. There is a page for Main Event. There's pages for the comics. There's a page for one of my shows, Great Debate. And also, for this very tournament, we have the PTBN Greatest Song of the 80s Tournament Facebook page. That's where all the brackets are posted. So make sure you go there and you vote. So, gentlemen, back to the tournament. So now, we're over in the Africa region. Yes, I know it's kind of weird how we have the regions named after songs, but some of the songs aren't in the region. But that's just how it happened. In this region, we have Take On Me by A-ha, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel, Fight For Your Right by the Beastie Boys, and Super Freak by Rick James as some of the strongest songs there. Guys, what do we think of this bracket? Is it a strong one, weak one, dark horses, favorites? What do we got?
I like Sledgehammer. Yeah, Todd.
Under Pressure is such a great song. David Bowie and Queen. Hopefully that comes through. And I don't know about Super Freak, honestly. I mean, it's the best bass line in the world. Was maybe remade, interestingly, with Can't Touch This a few years later. But, yeah, I mean, we got some loaded. I'd say this is a really good B-plus thing. Bracket, we got a lot of – medium to medium plus songs here. I'm really impressed with some of these choices. Talk Dirty to Me, probably Poison's signature first song before they got to Every Rose Has Its Thorn. We had Public Enemy. Billy Joel, one of Billy Joel's strongest choices. We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We got the power ballad Heaven from Bryan Adams. That's kind of a forgotten song. I'm thinking that we may see Under Pressure sneak through against Fight for Your Right on one side. Take on Me is very strong. It might go all the way. We also have Dancing with Myself. We were talking about Billy Idol earlier. Wild Thing, Tone Loc is very strong with the Van Halen sample, right? What song is that sample? Do you guys know?
What's that? Which one?
Wild Thing, Tone Loc. It's a Van Halen sample on that song. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Janie's crying.
I love that song.
Yeah. One of the great videos of the 80s, Tawny Kitaen dancing on Cars. Here I Go Again.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite Madonna songs, Like a Prayer, from the end of the 80s. I don't know if that holds up that well, just because it was such a kind of a polarizing thing with the religion and the statues and the whatnot. But Sledgehammer, one of the best produced tracks of the 80s, one of the finest videos as well. Mm-hmm. Peter Gabriel's So was a perfect album, in my opinion.
Yes, it was. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have a lot of songs from that record in this tournament, in my opinion.
What do you think, John? I'll go last.
This isn't as loaded as some of the other brackets, but I'm with Todd. I like Under Pressure as one of the ones to come out. And also, we're going to test the wrestling theme that we spoke about in the intro as Eye of the Tiger might come out of that side of the bracket. And also for Glow fans, The Warrior by Scandal.
Oh, love that.
Might, that might come out.
But, well, yeah.
I'm with Todd. I like Under Pressure. But some sleepers, Missing You, John Waite. And on the other side, Our House by Madness.
Oh, I love that song.
Also could go over Russ. Yes, me too.
Yeah, in the last bracket, actually, we want to talk about Glow. We had Invincible, which was greatly used at the end of the first episode.
Yeah, that final episode.
Of season two. Yep, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I love Danger Zone. I love Top Gun. Take on Me is not a very strong top bracket song. So I have a feeling you're going to see something weird come out of this top left quadrant.
I don't know. You see, Take on Me's been in a lot of stuff lately. You know, there's some funny internet videos going around. Also was featured in Ready Player
Jimmy
One.
Fallon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it might be on the kids' minds.
Yeah, bottom half. Let's Dance by Bowie is a great song.
On your red shoes and Rocky Four. Blue. Rocky Four, The Burning Heart.
Oh, Burning Heart Fire Woman by The Cult is like one of those quiet, under the radar songs. But yeah, that side of the bracket, I have a feeling we may have an upset on that side. Maybe Danger Zone by Kenny on that side. But on the right, Eternal Flame, that's one to look out for. That's one of the Bengals, even though they all hated each other at that point. And being totally objective here, this may be the one Billy song that may make a run. A lot of people like it. It's catchy. I think it's going to beat Public Enemy. I think it could beat either Center Field or the Peppers. Having said that, can they beat the Beastie Boys? I don't know. Because I think Beastie Boys are going to go out of that region. I like Fight for Your Right, mostly because that was the most marketable off License to Ill, because License to Ill is a fucking amazing album. I don't think that anything can touch will be able to touch that on that side. This left region, the left side of the Africa region, is really wide open. I mean, I could easily see Let's Dance by Bowie shock the world.
Featuring the guitar magic of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Wow. That's your ass.
Yeah. Home Sweet Home is in this bracket, too. And been a little bit of Motley Crue buzz past few months. So, I don't know. That might be my favorite crew song pre-Dr. Feelgood era.
What about Hurt So Good? That's going up against Sting. You know, and then it's got to face Eye of the Tiger. And then Rock This Town got a bad draw going up against Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. But also, fans of Transformers and Boogie Nights, The Touch.
You got Stan The Touch!
Of course.
Yes.
Yes, it'll be Boogie Nights versus Top Gun.
I can pretty much guarantee you that I think Super Freak is going to lose to Patience. I don't think Super Freak's going to last very long. I love The Warrior, but I love Tempted by Squeeze. That's a tough one.
Perfect pop song. It really is.
That's a tough song. Oh, Far From Over by Frank Stallone. Oh, God.
What was that from? That was from
Staying Alive. And that's just as shitty as the song is. Look, the movie's fucking horrible.
I believe I saw Frank Stallone lip-syncing Far From Over on Solid Gold, hosted by Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick and coked-up Andy Gibb, yes. Yeah. I like The Warrior. How about this middle bracket here?
Under pressure.
Yeah. I could see that and Home Sweet Home getting in a 3-point shootout.
Just so everybody knows, what we're going to do too is that the link for the YouTube link for all the videos will be in the comment section on every poll. Because Facebook only allows you to put two options, and you can't put the videos in there, so you got to take a still photo, put it in there. But then if you go down to the comment section, if you're not familiar with the song, click on the YouTube link. You got the video. Maybe that'll help you make an informed decision.
And if you've got a graveyard shift job, something like that, I would love it if you could take the songs from the brackets and make Spotify playlists. That would be very helpful.
That'd be fantastic. I'd love that.
Which I just don't have the time to do it. I would do it myself.
I know, me neither. I like Fight For Your Right versus I think Beasties versus Under Pressure is going to be a battle on the right side. And on the left side, yeah, this left side is not jumping out at me.
I have the Tiger.
Guys, I agree with you. I could easily – I have the Tiger maybe, but I could easily see Under Pressure definitely coming out of this. Although by the time – listen, season 3 of GLOW comes out in August. The Warrior may ride that wave. It's kind of like when you win a presidency and then that president's party rolls in with Congress. I think when season 3 of GLOW comes out, that may give the Warrior a little extra if it comes out around that time. Should be interesting.
All right.
You know what would be awesome? Speaking of GLOW, season 3 takes place in Las Vegas. Wouldn't it be great to do a crossover episode with the AWA at the Showboat Hotel
yes.
in Las Vegas?
Larry Nelson. Play Sherry Martel. Yeah, Larry Nelson at the bar. Who'd play Sherry? Who'd play Sean and Marty doing lines?
Young Shawn Michaels, Buddy Rose.
Buddy Rose.
Doug Kevin Summers. Kelly. Not that Kevin Kelly.
No. Yeah, Nails.
Pat Tanaka.
Jake the Milkman Milliman. Be tremendous.
Awesome. Any final thoughts on Africa before we move on?
Under Pressure.
All right.
That's the one to look out for.
All right, now we're moving on. Go ahead, Johnny.
Also, that matchup that Do You Really Want to Hurt Me and Talking in Your Sleep, that's another good first-round battle there. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, Culture Club.
Do
You Want to Touch Me, Scott. Yeah, you're thinking about
it. By Joan Jett.
Man.
Yeah.
Give me time.
Yep. Wedding Singer.
R.I.P. Alexis Arquette. All right. Over on the Panama region, strongest songs, we think, or some of the stronger songs could be You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive, speaking of the Wedding Singer. Comin' Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. Kiss on My List by Hall & Oates. And Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A. So, I mean, I think I could see this left side could be You Spin Me Round versus Comin' Eileen blowing through.
I'm gonna hot take it, and I think We Are the World beats You Spin Them Around.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I don't think this. I think We Are the World is nothing to laugh at.
Did you have the VHS tape?
Yes, I did. I also had the cassette too.
Oh, I watched that VHS over and over with like the extra Ray Charles footage. It was awesome.
Oh, it was tremendous.
I got that. Go ahead, Scott.
For my birthday. No, I was about to say, just for my birthday, I got the VHS and the cassette.
Just one of my fond 80s music memories. I would watch that with my grandparents. Wow. So thinking about that, I think about my grandparents now. It's pretty cool.
Good.
I still have a question. What the heck was Dan Aykroyd doing there?
I know. I always wondered that too.
In the video, you see all these music artists and Dan Aykroyd.
I know, really. He's Al Jarreau. Come on. Yeah, this top part alone, these eight songs are pissing me off because literally all eight of them are fucking great. Do not sleep on Wanted Dead or Alive, because I think that's Bon Jovi's best song. The next part, Celebration. I love Another One Bites the Dust. Oh, there's Past the Dutchie. It's going to lose to Papa Don't Preach, though. Oh, Gloria. Fuck that song. And fuck that assholes.
Do we have any blues fans in the voting?
What dickhead team would pick that song as its anthem, for Christ's sakes?
Blues fans are going to stuff the ballot.
Yeah.
Laura Branigan played Great Adventure when I was a kid. And my aunt and my – I was like – I don't remember how long it was. I wasn't that old, but I was like 8, 9, 10, whatever. And she was in that arena there at the amusement park, and my aunt was like, her and my sister wanted to go see it. So I'm like, she's like, just don't go too far. I end up going on the Runaway Train, which is like a not a big roller coaster, like 11 times in a row, because I didn't want to see Laura Branigan in concert.
Yeah.
You take myself control.
That's a better song.
I like that song better too.
Jump and Love in an Elevator. That's a fist fight right there. That's a fist fight right there.
I think Jump. I talk to kids and I teach kids. My son, I have big affection for Jump by Van Halen. I don't know what it is, if it's the memes or, you know, they see it in I don't know, Vines, whatever. That's a well-known song by the younger generation.
Here's your sharp-dressed man, Andy,
yep,
at the bottom. Oh, Iran, Flock of Seagulls. We could have an epic one-hit wonder second-round matchup between Iran by Flock of Seagulls and Come On, Eileen.
Was Flock of Seagulls really a one-hit wonder? Because they had Space Age Love Song also.
Space Age Love Song, I heard that one first.
Yeah, I guess they were two-hit wonders.
But that was it. They were two-hit wonders.
But if Iran loses to 99 Luft Balloons, you could have your one-hit wonder.
That is true. All right.
Are we voting on the German or the English?
I was just thinking, I didn't specify German or English in that one.
Is it Luft? On the right side, oh.
Wow. Hole & Oates, Kiss on My List.
Kiss on My List. Dude, that could make a run.
You know what I'm noticing? All the Janet Jackson songs got shit draws.
We got The Beat. Such a good song.
You can call me out. Man, the Warren Zevon version or the real one?
Okay.
Faithfully, yes. Which is my pick for the better Journey power ballad, just because I remember slow skating. You know, you had couples skate at the roller rink.
Yes.
That's a song I can remember.
Yes.
Holding hands with Linda Kleckler and skating to Faithfully in 1983 or whatever.
Ah, Linda, you smoke show.
Linda, you tease.
I got a hot take question for you guys. I can contend, and I know, and I'm not saying this because we added Centerfold at the last minute, but I think I may like Freeze Frame better than Centerfold.
No question to me. I agree. Freeze Frame has like that strong organ riff. They're both good songs.
Weird ass video.
I think
Centerfold's a little dated in its sexism, perhaps.
Yes.
If I'm going to play that card, that role. But yeah, I personally prefer Freeze Frame to it. They're both great songs. Jay Giles Band was really strong that year. I saw something that snuck through. Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me. Not the band The Breakfast Club, but the movie.
Simple Minds.
Yeah. Simple Minds. Simple that's Minds, a very yes. strong song.
Yeah, that's gonna kick the shit out of Kokomo.
We can Prince, yeah. And Prince got fucked again.
That's a loaded bracket.
Yeah. Raspberry Beret's got to face Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Every Rose, I have a feeling that the final on this side is going to be Every Rose Has Its Thorn against Kiss on my list.
That's quite possible.
And that's not going to be easy. That's not going to be easy for me.
Poor Eddie Murphy got, you know, Eddie Murphy could be, Party All Time could be a good number of songs in this tournament. Not Straight Outta Compton.
It could, but not Straight Outta Compton, though. Yeah. No way. This is I contend at the moment the Panama region might be the best.
Yeah, I go Maneater. I go Maneater over Kiss on my list.
I concur with you, Johnny.
In the Hall & Oates elimination,
I go Private Eyes.
I love Private Eyes, but in this bracket,
for this bracket,
I love Maneater. But I think because Kiss on my list has been in the Yacht Rock thing, I think a lot of people will have an affinity for that over Maneater, even though I love both songs. But you might be wrong. I mean, you might be right.
I wonder how far You Can Call Me Al is going to go by Paul Simon. I mean, he could beat Time, but I don't think it's going to be We Got the Beat. Or, well, it could probably beat Rome, though.
I think You Can Call Me Al might be the last time Chevy Chase was funny.
Yeah, that's for sure. Wow. Just before Funny Farm, which wasn't funny. Not so Funny Farm. Yeah, this bracket's loaded. This bracket's loaded. No upsets here. You got heavyweights all over the place. I don't know who to pick here.
My goodness.
I'd like to think Kiss on my list, but Johnny may be right. Maneater may even make it further.
Kickstart My Heart is my favorite Motley Crue song.
I love Kickstart My Heart. That's, oh, my God.
Back in the days when I exercised, that was a song.
But you got Jump. And Love in an Elevator. You know, Love a Bad Name.
Rosanna by Toto could be a sleeper.
I love Rosanna. Rosanna
take you
Toto.
All the way. Rosanna.
This is a specific 80s memory. On radio, Rosanna had like this extra jam part that at the very end with the piano and everything. I don't know if you guys even know what I'm talking about, but Top 40 radio, you wouldn't always hear that. It would just kind of cut off. But there's like another 2 minutes of this great guitar solo from Toto on Rosanna.
Yes. No, I've heard it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Still part of the track.
How do we think Down Under is going to do? I mean, it should beat Everybody Wants You. And then it's got to go up against Jump or Love in an Elevator.
Tough draw.
Yeah.
There's just too many heavyweights in this one.
Also, the movie battle with Fame versus Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Huh.
Don't Sleep on Wanted Dead or Alive, though. I've always considered that Bon Jovi's best song.
Living on a Prayer is really strong, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is.
You know, that's 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about this bracket.
And Walk Like an Egyptian could go on a run also.
Yes, it can. This one's going to be all about people's moods on a certain day. I don't think it's going to be a trend in this bracket. It's a crapshoot in this one.
I actually also, I really like the song, it's not going to go far, but We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Jermaine Stewart.
By Jermaine Stewart.
And Drink Some Cherry Wine.
Todd can get some cherry wine in his neck of the woods.
Yeah, I can't. Although I'm having box wine right now.
Yes.
Wine in a box. I was drinking cider, now I'm drinking a Twisted Tea.
I didn't even think you're wearing panties.
She can go. Yeah, fuck shit, John. Right, don't bring that doo-doo shit over here.
Yeah, this bracket's going to be tough.
All right.
There's heavyweights all over.
Now we're going to go to where the girls are pretty, down to Paradise City. That's right. So over here in the Paradise City region, some of the stronger songs are Love Shack by the B-52s, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, Don't You Want Me by the Human League, and Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. I see a few more Michaels in this one. Love Shack's going up against Man in the Mirror. And another great Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Which
was the first Hall & Oates song I ever heard. It wasn't Sarah Smile. It was You Make My Dreams Come True.
I love You Make My Dreams.
There could be a really – that could take on Total Eclipse of the Heart in the second round. My friend has my friend has PTSD for that song. Totally bizarre. Because these girls that we used to hang out with back in the day used to always want to play it in the car, and it just drove him batshit crazy. And they sang along, and he's like, anytime that song comes on the radio, he immediately lights up a cigarette.
Get anything out of it?
This is a more loaded region, I think. I say that I think every time.
I agree. I think Billie Jean runs the table.
Probably. Born USA versus China Girl.
Separate ways. Don't sleep on playing keyboard on the wall.
Oh man!
I love that song.
Billie Jean against I fucking hate you, Atherton. Seriously, Billie Jean versus Heat of the Moment. Man, I'm grabbing a crumble. I'm kicking your ass. For one of your cats. At
I randomize it. You're not going to be able to pick up one of my cats.
Excuse me, sir. And I quote. Yeah, but I had to fudge around a couple of them. True or false?
False.
You know that I love Heat of the Moment too. I'm throwing a cat at you.
Jesse's Girl is kind of a iconic early 80s tune.
Yes, it is.
It always comes back to Boogie Nights. Yes.
It does. It does. And then, but 8675309. There are people that are tired of that song. Not myself. Inside jokes.
I love it. My personal opinion, I think Billie Jean runs the table. Billie Jean runs the table for me. I think it's top three song of the whole decade.
There we go. Private Eyes versus Shout. That's a good match.
That's a great matchup. The individual matchups in this region are tremendous.
Whip It.
Physical and the Best. Physical by Olivia Newton-John versus The Best by Tina Turner. That's a good matchup.
Whip It versus Start Me Up.
Oh, Holiday versus The Ballad of Mabel, Candy Girl.
That's always dogma to me now. Salma Hayek dresses a schoolgirl stripper. Come on,
that's true. Keep on Loving You by that's
REO.
Tough,
that's one of the best REO Speedwagon songs,
no doubt. But
also, go ahead.
But facing one of Whitney's first like heavyweight songs will not be easy.
How do you think Real American's going to do against Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
Oh God!
Gonna get some sympathy votes, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'll win. And then who does Real American would have to face either? Oh, sorry.
How will I know is gonna win?
Okay, I'm picking whichever wins out of REO and Whitney. I'm picking that over Real American.
Speaking of Michael, he appears on Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Yes.
Sings the chorus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Oh my goodness! Oh Sherry, that's a great song.
I can't listen to that song because my sister's name is Sherry, so I find it incredibly creepy.
I had that stuck in my head for like a week, but it wasn't Steve Perry singing; it was Eric Cartman. It was a very rough week for me. Should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. Should have been gone. Sorry, had to go there.
You get bit by the fucking fox. I don't know what's the matter with you.
It's late. So, it's late, and I have a buzz.
Amazing.
The best Cyndi Lauper song, Time After Time. I mean, every woman I know in my life loves that song.
Dime after dime.
I always think of what is that? Romy and Michelle's high school reunion or whatever.
Yes.
Who's that going up against?
The Say the Heart of Rock and Roll.
Oh, great song by we haven't seen a lot of Huey.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in the Funky Town region. We have not seen a ton of Huey. We need a more Huey in this tournament. Sesudio and My Prerogative might be tough, although it's somebody didn't spell this right. Sesudio. I think I know who it is. All right.
Probably autocorrect.
Yeah, right. There we go. Yeah. That's a good matchup. As much as I love Bobby Brown, I'm probably going to vote for Sesudio. Yeah, there are so many like heavyweight. I mean, even Borderline by Madonna is tremendous.
It is a great song.
Probably
that was from the pre Like a Virgin. That was before. That was kind of the second. So there was Lucky Star, Holiday, and then Borderline. Like, whoa, Madonna's got legs, and I don't mean legs.
No, because we don't see those till Like a Virgin.
Right.
I mean,
but I
probably one of my favorite U2 songs. It's not a Rebel song. It's Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Bloody Sunday. That's a great song. Sadly, though, they're all going to fall in Billie Jean's wake.
Probably, yeah.
That's my thing. That's my opinion.
Do you guys think U2 is no longer as revered as they used to be? I mean, back then they were kind of like superheroes to us, to my classmates, I think. Now we kind of think of them as sellouts. And
that might be a completely separate podcast, Mr. Weber, that you and I have to do together.
Okay.
That's a good one. Because I love U2. I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them 3 or 4 times. So.
I just saw them once.
I have a friend of mine. I've seen them like at least 20 times, six times on one tour.
I cut school in 1987 to go see U2 on the Embarcadero in San Francisco. My friend and I got the tip that they were playing a free show there. And you can see the back of my head in the Rattle and Hum movie.
Really?
Yes.
I saw it in theaters. Not so much I was a big U2 guy in the back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously. I love Boy, October, even the early stuff. Really good.
Then you got, over on the other side, we got Come On, Feel the Noise. That could go on a bit of a run.
The first legit heavy metal album that made it to number one on the album charts, Metal Health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the right side is wide open. It's whatever's on that side is just going to lose to Billie Jean, though. I know I'm harping on that, but just from my personal opinion, I bought Thriller, and I know I was talking about Human Nature before, but just for me, Billie Jean is legitimately one of the greatest songs ever made.
Yeah. We dance by the Hooters over there too.
I like And We Dance by the Hooters. I'm telling you, there's a ton of great stuff in this bracket.
Billie Jean was a cultural touchstone. It was the thing that changed everything before and after. Not just the video. The first time he performed it was on the Motown 25 show with his brothers. He did a thing with the Jackson 5. They did a medley of their songs. And he said, those are the old songs. Now this is one of my new ones. And he did Billie Jean before the record even came out. Debuted the Moonwalk. I can still remember where I was when I saw it. And then the next day, my junior high school kids showed up wearing spangled one right gloves, you know?
Yeah. Yep. That was the victory tour. What a fucking shit show that was. Yeah. No, it's a transcending song of all time. So whatever comes out of the right side of this bracket, good luck. You're going to need it.
Johnny, got any final words about the Paradise City region?
Hoping for a Hole & Oates breakthrough, either Private Eyes or Make My Dreams. Those are two of their best bangers.
Yeah. I agree.
Make My Dreams, another Wedding Singer soundtrack song.
Yep.
All right, moving on to our final of our 8 regions here, the Funky Town region. And we got Like a Virgin by Madonna and Every Breath You Take by The Police, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, and The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. There's your Huey for you, Scott.
Yeah, good. Deserves some.
So any thoughts here? We got a nice hard rock matchup here early on. Kiss Me Deadly versus Dr. Feelgood. I saw Lita Ford. She, her and Brittany Fox opened for Poison at the Westchester County Center when I was 17.
That's a tremendous concert, actually.
Yeah.
I Want Your Sex is a big – that's another big one.
Yeah, it's going up against Hungry Heart, though.
It's in his weird voice. Yeah,
but it'll beat Hungry Heart. That's not the best Springsteen song.
No, that Springsteen song's terrible.
I remember,
but then it faces 1999 by Prince.
Which should win, I Want Your Sex was the first time we heard him solo. He had his video. It was before the Faith album.
Yes.
We could see 1999 in Like a Virgin in the third round.
Not easy.
Oof.
I Want Your Sex was on Faith, Todd.
Yeah, but it was released long.
Oh, no, it was. No, you're right. It was. Yeah. I thought you were saying it wasn't on the album. No, you're right. It was released ahead of time. Yep. Great song, though. Hard for me to say I'm sorry is a tremendous Chicago song, by the way. But I think Karma Chameleon wins that.
Walking on Sunshine. Yeah.
I'm so sick of Walking on Sunshine.
I fucking hate Keep Your Hands to Yourself. I hate the Georgia Satellites. Yeah. I absolutely hate that.
It's the lowest common denominator. Yeah.
See, it's not going to happen, but I would love to see The Promise take on It's My Life. A couple of one-hit wonders right there. The Promise, which was featured at the end of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, what a second-round matchup. Benny versus U2. And as much as I love With or Without You, I'm voting for Benny. I'm making pushing Benny as far as he possibly can go. Oh, Benny. On the right side.
You know it ain't right, Scott.
I know. Leave her alone. Yes, her father was Grizzly Smith.
There's self-control up against Stray Cat Strut.
That's my favorite Stray Cat song.
Up against your favorite Laura Branigan song.
Yeah.
Say something. Living on a Prayer does not have an easy bracket at all. It's not. Pink Houses is not going to roll over for them.
No.
And then you got You Shook Me All Night Long. I think that's going to beat Little Lies. I was just listening to Little Lies the other day. Solid song, not one of Fleetwood Mac's best. They fucking hated each other at that point.
Are we going to get Rickrolled?
We are not going to get Rickrolled. Take Me Home Tonight's a tremendous song.
Stake Me Home Tonight.
No, it's funny. I don't know, Scott, I don't know if you ever come down to my floor, but one of our security guards is Eddie Money's brother.
Which one? The older guy with the cigar?
Yes. Good old Dan Mahoney. That guy, he was a hard-drinking Irish cop, man. And he's an author. He was in Korea. That guy's got stories. And he knows every fucking person who works for my company in Stanford. He knows everybody's name. Hysterical.
That's funny. I am not looking forward to have to choose between In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel and Sweet Child of Mine, which is my favorite Guns N' Roses song in the second round. Wow. That might be another two-face flip. I'm not looking forward to having to pick that because those two are going to win. T-Web, you love Stepping Out by Joe Jackson. That's a T-Web song right there.
Joe Jackson, Johnny. Fantastic artist. But shoot, In Your Eyes, Say Anything. It was on my wedding. It was like one of my wedding dance songs. So I got to fight for that song throughout.
You listen to Boombox at your reception?
No.
Oh, that would be fucking cool.
We didn't have time to plan that out. That would have been kind of a cool way to do it. But yeah, Sweet Child of Mine, one of the greatest guitar solos, one of the greatest guitar riffs, the song that made you know that, let you know that Guns N' Roses was sticking around a while. Because Welcome to the Jungle was a strong rock song. But then you heard Sweet Child of Mine, which crossed over.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it did. Yep, I agree 100%. And I tell you, Heaven is a Place on Earth, only because Belinda Carlisle's a fucking smoke show, taken on. And just to clarify, Andy, it was the WrestleMania 22 theme, big time, by Peter Gabriel.
I said it was a WrestleMania theme. I don't know which one. I don't know what happened 2 days ago.
Co-hosts.
What's the? There's another WWF crossover song here.
Animotion.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Session, which was also the opening theme of the first 100 episodes of Main Event. There you go.
The current song didn't make it in the tournament.
No, Easy Lover did not make it. I heard that on the radio today, too. That was disappointing. This right side is tough. Johnny, how far do you think Sweet Child of Mine can go?
Very far. Between that and Welcome to the Jungle, I think one of GNR's songs is going to go into the final four.
Mm. Not my favorite Billy Ocean song, but then it's got a face in your eyes. That might be a flip. Ooh, Too Shy by Kaja Gugu and Nasty. It's Jackson.
Janet takes that.
Yeah. By the way, the guy's name is Kaja. Weird.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that's also – no, I thought his name was Limahl. He's the guy that sang
you're right.
Never-ending story theme.
Never-ending story. Let's just say that Living on a
– he went solo.
Yeah. Let's just say that Living on a Prayer – Living on a Prayer sounds like a slam dunk, but they don't have it easy. Living on a Prayer does not have it easy on the side. But Like a Virgin, Living on a Prayer – maybe.
Sweet Child of Mine, man.
Yeah, I know. That's my song.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Glory Days could go on a little bit of a run.
Yep. I could comfortably say that I don't think Living on a Prayer is going to survive. Too much bloodshed here.
Yeah, Cuts Like a Knife, which was really Brian Adams' first hit.
I love Cuts Like a Knife. Good album.
Is Summer of 69 on this one, too? I know people are a little burnt out in that song. But
I don't remember if it's in here. Let me look.
Yeah, there it is. It's going up against Whitney, though.
Oh.
When she came back with really long hair.
I think Summer 69 was one of those songs that just got fucking played to misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And we got
switch out tough one to beat here.
There's some more Huey Lewis. Got If This Is It over there, going up against Straight Up.
I like both those songs.
Yeah. Saw Paula Abdul not long ago. She was up here in Norwalk at the Wall Street Theater.
The street over here, the Wall Street Theater. Yep.
Yep. I was dragged to that one.
Johnny and I'll be there in a few weeks.
Ooh, sweet.
She was so hot in 1989, my friends.
Oh my God, she was.
Yes.
Yep. Just like.
Yep.
Best video, Promise of a New Day, when she was in that little bikini thing in the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hachi Machi.
I wasn't the biggest fan of the song Opposites Attract. It was fine, but that video, she with MC Scat Cat.
Yes.
She looked good enough to, yeah. Paul was great. What was Emilio Estevez thinking, man? He blew it.
He did.
I mean, had a chance, and you blew it.
Heartbreaker could go on a run also, too.
Oh, Pat Benatar?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a controversial pick? Because didn't that technically come out in 79?
Yeah.
Did we look that up?
Yeah.
Maybe it made the countdown.
We overruled. You know, Black Velvet's controversial too because those are songs you could hear on 90s on 9 or 80s on 8. I think it was may have been released in 89 but didn't really hit the charts till 90. So,
right.
I mean, you know, it's we're not going to, you know, get to lose too much sleep over some of these things. So,
no, not at all.
Every breath you take, you know, down in the corner there, it could go on a strong run.
The one thing I got to say about Every Breath You Take, and here I am lauding how awesome Billie Jean is as a song. The year that year, 1983, Every Breath You Take was the number one song of the year. It was not Billie Jean. It was not Beat It, which that still blows my mind.
Yeah.
Still blows my mind in the Billboard Top 100. The end of the year, song of the year was actually Every Breath You Take, not either of those two.
I think it won Best Video of the Year too at the VMAs.
I believe it did.
I feel Thriller maybe, was still 82 though, you know, late 82 carrying over into 83, so you didn't have that clear had the whole year to itself thing like
good point.
Did.
Good point. Good album Synchronicity, by the way.
Yeah. Synchronicity too. Very strong song, not represented here.
No. Wait a minute. Do we miss Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic?
Yeah, 79, isn't it?
No, because that came out. That was on Ghost in the Machine, and that was 81. Please tell me that was not. Oh, my God. I quit.
Like I said, no list is perfect.
I quit. I just made you for it. All right. Yeah, this bracket's tough, but I like Sweet Child of Mine.
What song were you talking about?
Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Hmm.
EO. Shirai.
Ghost in the Machine, by the way, best police album.
I'm looking at the sheet. I don't know what happened here. Todd, I don't know what you did.
Todd just threw you under the bus. Who gets this?
Well, I see Every Breath You Take twice. I'm like, I don't know what happened. So I'll have to.
What?
I'll have to. Well, it's on the sheet. I don't know if it's on the brackets twice, but I'll do a quick run through and I'll make sure it's
correct. Get rid of that level 42 song. Nobody cares.
Hey,
we would have seen Every Breath You Take earlier.
Right.
It's only on the bracket once.
Okay.
Wow. I cannot believe that Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic to not make it. Ugh, that's dreadful.
Well, it's.
I think I'm gonna get rid of that level 42 song. Nobody cares.
Overruled.
Oh, God. What a waste of a song. So anyway, I like a Virgin could make a run depending on who votes. I think this might be a gender thing. I think women will vote for Like a Virgin and guys would vote for like Sweet Child of Mine. So it just comes down to whether we get more, whether there'll be more male or female votes as to what comes out of this bracket.
That's true.
Which may lead the way for Living on a Prayer because that's one everybody likes.
Yeah, love that video too.
Yes.
All right. Any final thoughts on Funky Town?
With or Without You was a huge hit at the time, 1987, but I don't know that it's got the legs. You know, it's one of those songs that I think peaked and everybody got into U2 then based on that song and based on that album, but we don't go back and listen to it. It's like now it's just a nice song, you know? It's not like Living on a Prayer where you hear, oh, yeah, man, Tommy used to work on the docks, man.
Yep.
I did a video for that at one of the fairs back then. Remember, you used to be able to go up there and get the instruments and do a video, and they would edit it and all that.
Yep.
Yeah, I did that. When I was at camp, I think I was 15. Excuse me.
I apologize. I missed a song earlier that's on this list, this bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Song is Word Up by Cameo.
Oh, I love Word Up. Word Up.
Yo, pretty ladies. That was a great song. No romance. No romance.
Speaking of a 40-year-old virgin there, 40-year-old
Johnny. 40-year-old virgin.
There you go.
Solo
Rick Rude's theme can make a run. Rick Rude's theme can make a run. Smooth Operator by Sade. Little Rick Rude action can make a run. Because that La Isla Bonita is not one of Madonna's best. And I think it could be. Yeah, well, Smooth Operator might make it into that third round, but then it would take on.
Well, it's got to get past Mickey, though.
Mickey's good, but Mickey's another one that was generational, and then it kind of petered out.
I love
Weird Al Yankovic's parody of Mickey was better than Mickey.
Yeah, Ricky.
We could say that about, I don't know, 50% of these songs Weird Al had a parody of.
Yes, eat it.
I love You Got Another Thing Coming as a kid too. I remember. You got it.
Oh, do we see Bad? Was Bad anywhere in here?
No, I don't think Bad got in here.
Oh, man. I should probably not do this podcast anymore.
All I'm doing is
exploiting Andy's deficiencies in some of these holes. Oh, well.
Anyway. Now, like I said, I can't complain about the list. I had the opportunity to go through and rank. And I think other than the nominations, I just kind of it's overwhelming. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I wish I was able to start from scratch. But anyway, Ben, there's plenty of any song. I guess the only thing we could really complain about is if we've missed any song that could legitimately win it. And as awesome as both those songs are, neither of them would win it. Yeah. Like if Billie Jean was forgotten, then we really would have to start over. But I don't think there's anything being missed that would upset anything. So yeah. I'm comfortable in that statement. But Living on a Prayer has got a hard road to hoe on this right side. I like a Virgin or Sweet Child.
Yeah, sounds good to me. So, so that's all the brackets, all eight of them. So what are some other thoughts? Like once we get all the way down to the final, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, whatever, what songs do you think we'll see there that could be fighting it out?
Well, definitely Billie Jean. I'm going to say it right now. This is my personal pick, flat out. Billie Jean's winning the whole thing. That's my pick. But I think you're going to see at least two Michaels, one Madonna, one GNR. You're talking about the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll see a couple of floaters. Maybe one Bon Jovi. I agree with. I'm starting to sway towards Johnny's thinking. I think like a Maneater or a Private Eyes may come out of nowhere.
Maybe
not. As much as I love Kiss on my list, you're starting to convince me, John, about Maneater or Private Eyes.
It's all about the matchups.
Yeah.
It's all comes down to the one-on-one. Fickle Public out. We should talk about the actual voting processes, right?
Okay. Yeah, you can go on. We mentioned it briefly earlier.
Yeah. But how many matchups per day are we releasing?
We're going to release 6 matchups per day over on the Greatest Song of the 80s Tournament Facebook page. And the polls will only be open, I'm going to say probably 2 days like we did for the Candy Tournament. I mean, anything longer than that. I mean, the first round is going to last like a good 6 weeks probably with the, trying to get through 256 matchups over a period of time. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think a couple of days is enough because, if you don't do it, if you really want to be participating, you're going to vote within hours or when it comes out. Usually when it was the Candy Tournament, it was like an immediate rush and then, then it kind of trickled down over the last 12 to 18 hours. Didn't get many votes in. And we're probably releasing these on Twitter as well. So what we do is we'll combine the votes. And that's where we'll see it. So if
one had particularly strong views about, say, Higher Love by Steve Winwood, one could vote for it both on Twitter and on Facebook. or are we going to be looking out for double voters?
I mean,
can't really avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, two votes, is that really going to make a difference in some of these matchups?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we'll have anything that close.
Some of these pick-ems, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and if it turns out that the Twitter votes, make the difference, then that will be mentioned in the comment section of the poll. So that people won't look at it like, be like, what? I thought that song lost. And then if you just scroll down, like, oh, that's why.
I don't know if anybody will remember to do both. They may just do one or the other and move on.
I can think of somebody who will. Hi, I'm Todd Weber, your manager. Speaking of lost, we don't have any Debbie Gibson representation here on this list.
Yes.
Or Tiffany.
You know, make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
You're the one that jumped into this deep end. You're the one that jumped into this bottomless pit decade.
So. Well, no, they were on the nominations, and they just didn't get a strong enough showing on the committee voting.
I just can't shake your love.
Sometimes you got to kill your babies.
Samantha Fox, speaking of actresses or singers who...
Yes, I want to have fun. It's on here. Yeah.
Yeah, no naughty girls need...
I don't remember the bracket. But...
Shake your love.
Just can't shake your love.
I think you're going to see at least two Michaels, a Madonna, maybe a Whitney. I think you'll see a couple of Guns N' Roses, maybe at least one. I think the genres will be very different. That's a good thing.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
What do you think will win versus what do you want to win? Oof. And we're talking the whole shebang, not just any bracket.
I think Billie Jean's going to win. I want Sweet Child of Mine to win. What do you think, John?
I think possibly Welcome to the Jungle might take it. And I'm rooting for Prince, When Doves Cry.
Oh, love that song.
Nice. Very nice.
I like Let's Go Crazy a Scoosh more, but I do like When Doves Cry.
Yeah, I can see that.
T-Web.
Okay, so I think Billie Jean's going to win as well, Scott. Can I give it to you? I want In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Oh, I'll fly out and hold up a fucking boombox at your house.
That anyway, bro.
Fuck yeah. I don't care. I'll play level 42 in the boombox. I don't give a shit. That's what Andy wants to win. That's why he left the police off, so he can get level 42 on there.
Yeah, well, you know. You figured me out. Oh, no.
What do you think, Mr. Atherton? What do you like?
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at, I mean, Beastie Boys are going to make a really strong run. You know, Living on a Prayer has not the easiest time. I mean, Cindy, I don't think Cindy's going to go. Pour Some Sugar on Me as possible. I mean, Come and Eileen, you know.
If you insist.
The whole thing?
I don't know.
Who survives the bloodshed? Come on.
Poor Eileen. She's been cummed on enough.
And on that note, Andy gets
bailed
out.
That's what I was hoping for.
I mean, you know, we could see Journey, you know, Don't Stop Believing. Like,
yeah, that's a good one.
Could we see Beat It and Billie Jean going against each other? That I think they're far enough apart the way the brackets have been laid out. They could go in the finals against each other.
They could. Yeah. They could. That would be epic.
I mean, Sister...
That's like Duke Carolina. That's like Yankees Red Sox.
I mean, Sister Christian could go on a strong run. I mean, yeah, there's a...
What do you like to win? What is your win?
My win?
Who survives bloodshed? Come on.
I think...
Don't be like Chief J. Strongbow. Come on. Who do you think's going to win... And then we know you want level 42 to win.
I think Billie Jean's going to win. And, you know, I'd like to see, I don't know, maybe Living on a Prayer and Take on Me, one of those songs possibly.
Love plus one. Love plus one. What is that? Five haircuts?
Remember the Jets? I loved the Jets. That little Samoan family. They had the crush on you. What was their ballad? They had another song too.
I'll never get over you getting over. No, that was Exposé. Shit. Somebody dedicated that to me at a skating rink. Crush on you. It worked. But yeah. I'm going to have a lot of fun. This will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I got what I wanted out of Reese's winning the tournament. So I know what Dr. G won a Kit Kat, but which made a run.
It upset Snickers. Not a lot of people saw that coming.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Cool. So let's just go around, see what everybody's got coming up outside of the 80s tournament. Todd. What's going on in with your shows? Anything coming up soon?
Got a weekly show started with Russell Sellers talking about just the ins and outs of DC Comics. Did a bit on Batman 89 last week with our guest star Nick Duke. Did a show on Teen Titans this week, the old Teen Titans comic book. Got lots in store with DC for You. Also on the Marvel Age, have a 1971 episode dropping this weekend. Conversation Comics, Tim Capel and I are doing a show on the Dark Phoenix comic books. Plus, I have Binge Please, got an episode, Pod Blast, going to drop next week, hopefully, if I'm all caught up with all my work on movies that have not made it to streaming yet.
Ooh, fun.
Movies like, well, I'll give you a hint. One of them involves the band U2. One of them involves Mel Brooks, the director. And one involves Christian Slater, and it came out at the tail end of the 80s.
Hmm.
So stuff to think about. That's what I got going on.
Yeah, a lot of good streaming coming up this summer. So, and that'll be covered over on Binge Please.
Stranger Things 3 coming out. The song I was hoping to remember by the Jets was called Make It Real.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you got it all. Was that or was that Lisa?
No, that's the Jets.
Okay. Yeah, that's the other one. You must have been heaven sent. We got a lot of DeBarge, too, to think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Who's Johnny, she said.
Well, Rhythm of the Night did make the tournament.
Yes.
Which.
Well, but he was. When did he become El DeBarge?
El DeBarge. The DeBarge.
Well, El DeBarge was the band. Wasn't just DeBarge him?
No, I think. No, I think he got it inverted.
Is it the other way around? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Johnny, Johnny, what do you got coming up?
Yes, sir. Probably about next week, me and the Cowboy will put a cap on the NBA season finals and do a draft and free agency hodgepodge there. And also another year in pop coming up, end of the month with the You Fine Lads, old cast, as it's officially known.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Mr. Criscolo, what do you got coming up?
Oh, God. I have so much I want to kill myself. we had a big week this week, of course. And then coming up, you know what? I got to look at the schedule. I don't even know if Mr. Zero and I are recording this week. I don't even know.
Well, I could tell you, you will be on the next Great Debate.
Well, I will be on the next Great Debate. Yes, that's next week. That is definite. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Am I on? I don't even know what the fuck is going on here. It's so late. But yes, you and I will be doing the next Great Debate next week. Let me see. This coming Monday, the next Place to Be podcast, me, JR, and Steve Bennett, the September 30th, 89 MSG House Show. That should be fun.
And then, Scott, I heard you were on Freak Out Drive-In not long ago. That will be out. Like right after the show. So
Yes. Jenny and I did a Freak Out Drive-In. For those that have been listening to all of them, her and I did the inaugural one. We did the original Halloween. The movie her and I did this time around, not even close. If a normal horror movie scares Andy out, this movie will make him literally knock him up from under the bed. It's called Terrifier. It came out a couple years ago. It's about a clown, and it makes fucking Pennywise look like Ronald McDonald. Let's just put it that way.
Oof.
Makes Hostel look like something you would see on Disney XD. Or XL, or the fuck it's called. That's how fucked up this movie is. So it's on Netflix, like Terrifier. And Jenny and I did that. So yeah, so I got that coming up. Got Place to Be Podcast Monday coming up with myself, JR, and Steve Bennett, the September 30th, 89 MSG House Show. And then later in the week, we have Great Debate, Mr. Atherton.
Mm-hmm.
And then as Johnny said, we will have the centennial year, or the bicentennial year of 1976 on our next Year in Pop. A lot coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Year in Pop, that's going to be first week of July. We're going to drop that, maybe patriotically drop it on 4th of July. Who knows? let's see. I just recorded a episode of Laugh in Theater with Mr. Greg Phillips of the Hard Traveling Fanboys. And it was a very groovy episode.
Groovy, baby.
That's right. We did Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, the first Austin Powers movie. It was so much fun. It was truly a laugh in theater. Greg is the best. Also, keep tuned for Pop Goes the Movies. You know, we're trying to get out the reviews of the current releases. We should have a Godzilla King of Monsters coming soon with... seems to be my regular partner, Miss Miranda Berthold, on these Pop Goes the Movies. But, you know, that's a show that you could hear any combination. Johnny and you know, Scott just did one. Who knows? You know, Dead Don't Die is coming out this weekend. You may see I'm trying to get Russell Sellers to do an episode. So, yeah, stay tuned for all that fun stuff coming up. Cool. So, yeah, once again, the tournament begins on Sunday, June 23rd, and it's going to run for a while. But make sure you check the Facebook page. Also, the matchups will be shared on the Place to Be Nation page over on Facebook. So, yeah, you'll have plenty of opportunities to vote, but you got to get on there and vote because these polls will not be open forever. Probably 2 days will probably be set for because I figure that's enough time for people to get in there, make their vote, and then regret it later. Awesome. Cool. So thanks, guys, for getting all together here and talking some 80s tunes. It was a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So for Scott Criscolo, J.R. Sunio D'Amato, and Todd Weber, I'm Andy Atherton. Have a lot of fun in the tournament. Get those votes in.
Get out and vote.
Level 42.
Billy's going down.
Not on Scott.
In his dreams. With Triple H watching.
Oh, God.
I'm an uptown girl. You're going to be my downtown girl tonight, buddy.
Okay. Okay.
Oh God.